Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, there's a new study from the Journal of the American Medical Association that finds one in five kids between the ages of 12 and 19, so we're talking teens here, are suffering from some sort of hearing loss. The study also shows the marked increase of those suffering from hearing loss since the last time this study was done, which was from 1994 to about 2005, 2006. Over that period, the number of children suffering from some sort of hearing loss has increased 31% in that decade from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s. It's also interesting to note that the iPod debuted on the market on October 23rd, 2001, right in the middle of that period, kicking off a nationwide trend of earbuds everywhere. Now, as any good statistician will tell you, correlation does not prove causation. What we know for sure is that hearing loss in children has become more prevalent. And joining us now to talk us through the causes that she sees in the report is audiologist Dr. Janice Trent with the American Speech Language Hearing Association. Dr. Trent, welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
First, what defines measurable hearing loss in the study?
Well, they did a study where they actually measured the children's hearing. And when we do that, we're looking at pure tone testing. Children are being asked to raise their hand when they hear a tone. And we go from in decibels from 0 dB all the way up to 120 dB, which would be extremely loud. And normally we consider a normal response to be anywhere from 0 dB to about 10 to 15 dB. There you're well within normal limits. But with once you get into that 15 to 25 dB range, we characterize that as being a slight hearing loss. And then anything above 25 decibels is considered a mild, and then we go up to moderately severe, and then a profound hearing loss. So what the study found was that these kids are beginning to have a slight to mild hearing losses, mostly across all the frequencies, but largely in the high frequency ranges. And that is significant because although these are tweens, it does tend to affect their ability to hear and understand speech because we have many of our speech sounds coming in that region.
So earbuds, iPads, iPods?
Yeah, what about them?
Well, do you point your finger?
You know, you have to very carefully do that. It's not so much that the earbuds or the iPods are bad, it's how they are being used, which is really the concern. We all have free will to either turn the volume up or turn the volume down on these devices. And all too frequently, what we're finding, especially with this teen population, is that they've got the volume up entirely too loud. And so that then becomes a major, major problem.
What might other sources of this increase in teen hearing loss be?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, another report came out that kind of dovetails with this report. This was done by the Kaiser Family Foundation, and it looked at the use of media by the same age group over the past 5 years. And, you know, what they found was that, indeed, this age group, the 8 to 18-year-old age group, are using entertainment media an average of 7 hours per day for a total of 53 hours per week. So that means you can take it all. You can take the TV, you can take the music, you can take the computer, the video games. All of this is working together. These kids are using many of these devices, and they're using them with earbuds. And so that's causing this listening dilemma that these kids possibly are being bombarded by too much sound.
What's at stake for a 12 or 13-year-old kid with mild hearing loss?
Oh, lots at stake. First off, when you're talking about a mild hearing loss, you're talking about a loss that is greater than 25 dB. And especially if it's in the high frequencies, for sure, what is happening is that at a normal conversational level, that child does not hear the F sound, the TH sound, and the S sound. They don't hear them at all. So they have to look at people's lips to be able to see those sounds. Or they have to, maybe they can understand based on the sentence, maybe they'll be able to put closure to a word. But, you know, all too frequently, these kids are still learning a vocabulary. So if they're not hearing these sounds, then we got to be concerned about their language and speech development. on top of that, you've got classrooms, and most classrooms across the country are not very quiet. They're noisy. So you've got this child that's got a high-frequency hearing loss or a mild hearing loss. You've got noise in the room. You've got this teacher who's talking, and the teacher most of the time is not using a microphone. The child cannot attend to what's going on in the classroom. And so consequently, you're looking at the potential for real academic, poor academic performance across the grades.
What harms high-frequency hearing as opposed to low-frequency hearing?
Well, noise in particular it will be the major factor that's going to affect high-frequency sounds.
And low-frequency hearing loss, I mean, that isn't a problem in the same way. The issue is the high frequencies?
Mostly the high. When we're looking at low frequencies, we're usually looking at things like ear infections and middle ear problems. But most of the time when we're talking about real significant high-frequency hearing loss, this is the hearing loss that's really affecting the nervous system, the nerves, and it's usually as a result of noise exposure.
What do you make of the fact that in this study, individuals from households below the federal poverty level had a significantly higher chance of suffering from hearing loss?
Well, I think it's the access. The kids, they may not be able to go anywhere, but they can watch TV, or they'll have, you know, their parents will buy them a video game, and so because they're not outside playing, they're just at home listening to playing video games all the time.
So
it's access.
What do you say to parents as a final word of advice? Go ahead.
Well, that's the big thing. Kids are listening to music and all this media, as I said, as an average of 7 hours a day, but they're also listening to it too loud. I mean, if you can go past a child and you can hear the music coming out of their ear, it's obviously too loud, so it needs to come down.
Dr. Janice Trent is an audiologist with the American Speech Language Hearing Association, commenting on the findings in a Journal of the American Medical Association study that hearing loss in teens has increased more than 30% from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And up next, is the Gulf of Mexico really 75% clean? We'll get some other ways to look at those surface oil numbers, and we'll ask why some of the fish from there smell like Windex. Stay tuned.